with a wash tub and a scrubbing board and a copper. And with three coppers, a little one, a middle-sized one and a big one. Dad used to light it in the morning so that there was plenty of hot water. It always fascinated me that there were three, because they were brick-built and there was a little one. I don't know why there were three, but we used to use two of them. You'd take the water out of the copper into this wash tub that my father had made. When he was a young man, he was a joiner, and one of his jobs was to make a wash tub. I had it when we came down here. I used to have flowers in it, and they told whether it was a good one, whether it leaked or not. And this wooden tub with a little slot at the side to put the soap on, and you'd wash the clothes. And we had a posher. The one I've got is in the, I use it as an ornament now, a brass one on a stick. A little one we had, and a big one. Little one for the little copper, and a big one on a long brush handle. And then you'd take them out of that water and tip the water out and get some cold water to rinse them in. And then you'd make starch. And then we had to cart them up into the garden. I was thinking the other day, I never use starch now. I've got some starch, but I never use it. The tablecloths and pillow covers and things like that were stiff as boards. And father's jerk collars. You put them through and mangled them, shook them a bit and put them on the line. We had some flat irons that went, three flat irons. There was a little arrangement that you put on the bars, the fire bars, put your three irons on, and then you used to iron one and iron with one, and the others were keeping hot or getting hotter, and then you put that one back and took the next one and cleaned it and ironed with it until it got cold, and then you had the other one.